The Mishnah Brura there in Siman Reishnut Gimel in the Bir Halacha Divrei Hamaschil V'loi Hinicha brings a famous shaila from Rabbi Akiva Eger. What if Reuven takes not his own pot of chalent, but Shimon's pot of chalent, and he puts it on the ground? I.e., since we say Ein Adam Oiser Davar She'en Shaloi, can Reuven impose the Isser of Chazara on Shimon's pot of chalent? Rabbi Akiva Eger answers that if Reuven Mamish makes a hanocha of the chalent on the ground, so he's doing an act which isn't a lamda shishayla, but a metzias. The fact is the hanocha occurred. Then we don't say ein adam oiser davar she'en shalai, and Shimon would not be able to do chazar. It would be the same thing as if a person goes and shecht someone else's animal, making it a treifa. We can't say ein adam oiser davar she'en shalai. The metzias is that the animal is a treifa. Same thing here. The metzias is it's on the ground. Therefore, he would not be able to do a chazara. If, however, Reuven takes it off the stove, has it in his hand, but has in mind not to return it, can the machshava of one person asur the food of a different person? Rav Shach Shlita, in his Sefer Avi Ezri on the Rambam Perek Yimel Hilcha Shabbos, says that chazara in this case would be asur, since in order to do chazara, you need a positive machshava that you will return the pot. The fact that one didn't have a negative machshava not to return it is not enough. If one doesn't have das to return it, it's a chazaran in not having one of the five tnaim needed to make a chazara, not in regard to the question of Ein Adam Oiser Davar She'en Shalai. And in fact, here we have some metzias as well. The metzias that once one doesn't have a positive machshava to do chazara, the original shehiyah becomes pasal. It's like he put it on the ground. Now let's continue with the next Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Akira is wide at the bottom and at the top and doesn't retain heat very well. Mashemken, a tanur, has a broad base but narrows at the top, so it does retain more heat. So the dinim of tanur are more lahachmir. And a kupach, which is like a mini kira, is in between these two. So a tanur that was heated with straw or small chips of wood, it is usher to do shehiyah from Erev Shabbos. But a kupach, if it was heated with straw, it's like a kira, so shehiyah is mutter. But if it was heated with wood, then it's like a tanur, and shehiyah is usher. And the Gemara says, a kupach has room for one pot, while a kira has room for two pots. A kupach is square, while a kira is rectangular. The next Mishnah. A person should not put an egg next to a hot kettle on Shabbos, so it should become partially roasted. This is Bishul. And he shouldn't open an egg over a hot cloth heated by the sun. Rabbi Yossi says, this is mutter in the second case. And don't place an egg in hot sand heated by the sun. There was a maisa with the people in Tveria who put a pipe of cold water into the Chame Tveria. So the Chachamim said that on Shabbos it's Osir, but on Yontiv it's mutter la'achila, but it's Osir l'rechitza. The Gemara says the rule is that anything placed in hot water before Shabbos can stay there on Shabbos. If it was not placed there before Shabbos, then it cannot. The Gemara says all agree that cooking with tolda d'or is usur. Bishul, we know, is usur. To cook with fire mamish is usur. Tolda of bishul, tolda d'or, is if one cooks with an object that became heated by fire. So, for example, if you have a boiling pot of water, so a person then drops an egg into the boiling pot of water. So since the hot water was heated by fire, and now the hot water is going to heat the egg and boil the egg, that would be usur as a tolda d'or. Also, everyone agrees that bishul bechama is mutter. If a person takes an egg and he fries it on the sidewalk using the heat of the sun, that would be mutter. The machlokes in the Mishnah is if one cooks in the tolda of chama. For example, if one takes an egg and puts it inside sand, the sand is very, very hot, and the sand now is going to heat the egg, and is going to cook the egg. So you have a situation where the sand is being heated by the sun, and the sand is now going to cook the egg. The Chachamim say this is Asr, because the Chachamim were geyser, tolda dechama otu tolda deor. The Chachamim were afraid that if somebody cooks an egg, mamish, in the sun, that's not a problem, because everybody's going to see it's being cooked in the sun. But if someone cooks an egg inside sand, which was cooked or heated by the sun, then people will think maybe it's mutter to cook in a tolda of Eish as well, because people will see that. They won't know that it was cooked or that it was heated by the sun, and they'll think that therefore cooking with something that was cooked with Eish is also mutter. So because of that, they were chayshish, and they were geyser tolda dechama otu tolda de'ar. Rabbi Yossi says we're not chayshish for this. La halacha, regular bishul, or tolda de bishul, is aser mid'araisa. Bishul bechama, however, is mutter lachatchila. And Rashi explains that cooking in the sun is not included in Isser of Bishul because it's not the usual manner of cooking. Ramesha Zecher Tzadik Livracha and Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Beis was asked whether cooking in a microwave oven is considered Bishul, because a microwave oven doesn't really cook through the heat of a fire. Ramesha, bringing this Rashi, explains that cooking with the heat of the sun is excluded from Bishul only because it's unusual to cook that way. Since cooking with a microwave oven is common, even though it's not really Bishul with fire, it's still considered Bishul, even though it doesn't cook through the heat of fire. Finally, the halacha Bishul betolda dechama, that's Aser Midrabanan. So what you have is an interesting situation that Bishul or tolda de Bishul using fire is Aser, Bishul bechama is mutter, but Bishul in tolda dechama, which is really a little less than Bishul bechama, so to say, that would be Aser. And that's due to the gzera of the Chachamim, tolda dechama or to tolda dar. Rabbi Yosef gives a different reason why Rabbi Yossi agrees that if a person puts an egg into the sand, which is a tolda dechama, why that's Aser on Shabbos. Since the person moves the sand, he's mezis ofer mimkaima, he moves it around, this is Aser due to muktza. Sand is muktza machmas gufay. It's like etzim vavonim, which have no designated utility on Shabbos, so they're muktza. And when a person moves it around and presses the sand, this is referred to as tiltal min hatzad. Rashi learns that the chashash is not due to muktza, but due to chayrish, we're afraid that he'll dig a hole into the ground. In discussing the case of Tveria, the Gemara says that chame Tveria are tolda d'or, since these waters are heated by fire, as they pass through the share Gehenim. Certainly there's a whole shaila as to whether the fire of Gehenim is physical or spiritual, but from the Maisa Tveria we learn that to do hatmana bedavar ha-maisif hevel, even before Shabbos, is usr, meaning to wrap food with an object that increases heat. And Taisvis asks, who needs the Maisa Tveria? This is a Beferisha Mishnah later on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein Taimnin. Taisvis answers from the Ri. With just the Mishnah, we would have thought that Hatmana is only Aser Bein HaShemashes, not Friday afternoon. Kamash Malan, even hours before Shabbos, it's Aser. And this is Takada Halacha, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Alef. He also brings the Teretz from Abshmuel Mivardin, who says that if someone does this, it's Aser to eat it on Shabbos. And this is also brought in Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Alef. The general rule is that any Malacha which is Aser on Shabbos is Aser on Yontav as well, unless it's Lutzarech Eichel Nefesh, then it's Mutter to do the Malacha on Shabbos. As we see from Parshas Bay, Ach Ashaye Achel Lechal Nefesh, Hu Levada Yiyas Lechem. If it's for Achila, then that alone is Mutter on Yontav. If one, however, wants to wash his feet on Yontav, according to Beis Hillel, he's allowed to warm up hot water, since once it's Mutter to warm up hot water for the purpose of cooking food, it's Mutter to warm it up for his feet as well. And the klal is, Mitoich Shehutru Lutzarech, Hutrunami Shalal Lutzarech. This is known as the klal of Mitoich. Beis Shammai says, it's Osir, unless it was first cooked for the purpose of drinking. If you already have extra hot water for the drinking purpose, then you could use it to wash off your feet as well. On Shabbos, Rameir says one may not bathe in hot or cold water. According to Rabbi Shimon, one can bathe as long as it was heated before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, hot water, even if it was heated before Shabbos, is Osir, but cold water is okay. And they said that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. This is in fact how it's brought in Simen Shin Chav Vav, Sif Aleph. However, the Magen Avraham in Sifkot and Ches brings the Maril, who says that the minig today is to refrain from all bathing on Shabbos, even in cold water, because bathing often results in other isurim, for example, schita, squeezing the water out from a towel, or haitzah, carrying. Therefore, it's aser to do any bathing on Shabbos. Finally, Rebbe said, the rule is, whenever you have two Tanayim who argue, and a third one comes in and is machriya between them, he compromises, the halacha is like the one who is machriya, except in one particular case regarding rags. Daf Mem. If water was heated before Shabbos, Rav says that you can wash your body, but only one aver at a time. Shmuel says, you can wash only panav yodav viraglav. They said Rabba always paskin like Rav except in three cases. Matilin mi beged le beged, you can move the strings of a tzitzis from one beged to the next. Madlikin mi ner le ner, ner mitzvah. And the halacha is like Reb Shimon by Greira, that a person can drag a bed, even though maybe there'll be a chritz, because davar she'en miskaven is mutter. It used to be that if water was heated before Shabbos, it was mutter to bathe in it on Shabbos. But bathhouse owners began to heat water on Shabbos and lie and say that it was heated before Shabbos. So the Chachamim made a gzera that bathing in hot water was usher on Shabbos, even if it was heated before Shabbos. And as we mentioned before, the minig today is not to bathe at all, whether in cold or hot water, on the Shabbos. One can bring a pitcher of water and place it next to a fire, not to heat it up, but to remove the chill from it. And a woman can do the same with oil in order to put it on a child. Others say that it's aser, even if it isn't Yad Seledesbay, unless it's done with a shinai. To determine Yad Seledesbay, Rachva said that if it is put on a baby's stomach and it will cause a burn, it's hot enough to be called Yad Seledesbay. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi once followed Rebbe into a bathhouse on Shabbos, and he asked him if he could put oil into the Chamei Tveria. Rebbe said no, since the pool is a Kli Rishon. But if he warms the oil in a Kli Sheni, This is mutter, since kli sheni ain't a mavashel. It's not called bishel because it cools quickly. The kli sheni cools much quicker, and therefore it's not really possible to have a full-scale bishel. We should just point out there are a number of ways that a person can cook food in a tolda de'esh. He can put an uncooked food into a pot of hot water, which is now a kli rishon. He can pour a stream of hot water from the pot onto food, which is called iroi kli rishon. He can put the food into a bowl, which has been filled with hot water from the pot. And this is now called a kli sheni. The Gemara says, although normally it's usher to speak Torah in the Beis HaMerchatz, but to prevent someone from doing an avera, this case, for example, the bishul b'kli rishon, which we were talking about here, it's mutter to speak divrei Torah. Finally, it's usher for one to swim in water on Shabbos. This was a gzeira midrabanan, since someone may come to build a raft or a life preserver, which is baina or possibly tikkun kli. And this gzeira is both in a public river or a lake, as well as in a private swimming pool. Daf Mem Aleph. If a foreign army comes into a city during the time of peace, so open barrels of wine are usur, since we're chayshah they did nisuch hayayin, which is avodah zarah. But if it's during the time of war, then it's mutter, since they probably didn't have time to do avodah zarah. Reb Zera wanted to emigrate from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Yehuda didn't want him to do that, since he said, kala oyla mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael oyver ba'aseh, since the pasuk in Yirmiyah Chav Zayin says, Bavela yuva'u v'shama yihyu, they shall be brought to Bavel, and they should stay there. Rashi in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph, explains that this is true because Bavel had very great Torah yeshivas, therefore one should not leave Bavel. The next Mishnah. Mulier, which is a keli used for hot water, which had a large bowl in the middle for the water, and a thin compartment around the side for coals. If the coals were removed before Shabbos, it's mutter to drink from it on Shabbos, since without the coals it only retains heat, but doesn't increase heat, i.e. it's not a dover ha-maisif hevel. But an antichi, which is maisif hevel, it actually adds heat. Even if the coals were taken out before Shabbos, it's usher to use the water on Shabbos. The next Mishnah. If a kettle of hot water was emptied out, it is usher to put cold water into it on Shabbos, since this keli is a kli rishon, and a kli rishon is mevashel. But one can add cold water into a cup of hot water that came from a kli rishon, i.e. the second cup is now called a kli sheni. And this is mutter, since we hold kli sheni eino mevashel. The Gemara. If one adds a lot of cold water, it's mutter, since the water won't become cooked, but only warmed. But isn't this mitzaref, strengthening the metal of the keli, which is a malacha of makav patish? Our answer is we're going like Reb Shimon, who holds that davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. If one doesn't have kavana to do a malacha, even if the malacha does occur, he's putter. Here he didn't want to harden the metal, he just wants to put the water in. Reb Yehuda argues, Reb Yehuda holds, by the way, davar she'ena miskaven is osur. If someone does an act, which is mutter, and incidentally a second act, which is a malacha asura, occurs, which is davar she'ena miskaven, the first act becomes osur to do as well. And we should also point out that although Reb Shimon says davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, but it's not mutter if it's a psik resha. If it's definitely going to happen, then even Reb Shimon would hold davar she'ena miskaven is osur. Daf Mem Beis. There was another machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon regarding Hilcha Shabbos, and this is malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. If someone does a malacha, but it doesn't achieve the purpose, what it was intended for by the Torah, or doesn't contribute towards something creative, is one chayev or not? Rabbi Yehuda says, a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayev. Rabbi Shimon says, malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is pater. For example, the purpose min ha-taira of the malacha of kiboy, putting out a fire, is to create charcoal. But if someone extinguishes a fire to prevent his house from burning, this is called a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Rabbi Yehuda would say chayev, Rabbi Shimon would say pater. Beis Shammai holds, although it is usher to pour cold water into hot water on Shabbos due to bishul, but hot into cold is mutter, even if the hot water comes from a kli rishon, Tosfos explains. This is mutter, because the rule of two things, if one is on top of the other, is tata gavar, the lower item dominates. So here, since the cold water is on the bottom, when the hot water hits it, the cold overpowers, and there is no bishul. But Beis Hillel holds, if you're dealing with a kli sheni, even cold water into hot water is mutter, kli sheni ainu mevashel. But by a kli rishon, hot to cold is mutter, since we hold tata gavar, but not cold to hot, since the kli rishon is mevashel. Reb Shimon ben Menasseh says, even hot to cold is osur. The maskana is, cold into a hot kli rishon, everybody says osur. Hot to cold, all say is mutter, due to tata gavar. Cold to hot in a kli sheni, this is a machloikis. Beis Shammai says osur, and Beis Hillel says mutter, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Beis. An important halacha lemaisa question that comes up is how to make a cup of coffee on Shabbos. The best way to do it is to make sure the cup is dry. A person should then put hot water into the cup before he puts anything else in the cup. Once the hot water is in the cup now becomes a kli sheni. At that point, one can add instant coffee or sugar, both of these are pre-cooked, and milk as well, which has been pasteurized. Because in all these cases, it's a cliché, and we say ein bishul achar bishul. The same halacha would apply to tea essence as well. And this is the psak of Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Idigris Moshe, Chelek Dalad, Simen Ayin Dalad, Sif Tezayin, where Moshe says that it's mutter to make instant coffee in a cliché. But he said on himself, he was machmer to do it in a cliché. The Mishnah. Pans or pots that were taken from the fire, Bein Hashmashas, so now they're called a cliché, and they were hot enough to be Yad Tzaledes Bay. After Nacht, it is also to add spices to them, because Kli Rishon is Mevashel. But if some of the liquid was poured into a bowl, i.e. into a cliché, spices can be added, since cliché ain't a Mevashel. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sifkat and Samachay, says that this heter only applies to liquid, not solid food. By salads, sometimes even a cliché is capable of being Mevashel. In addition, Kutras al-Daf brings Taisvis from Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph Divrei HaMaschil Kol, who maintains that adding uncooked foods other than spices to the hot contents of a cliché is also midrabanan, because it gives the appearance of cooking, mechsi kimevashel. He maintains that the Mishnah only permits adding spices because people know that the spices are added only to enhance the flavor of the food, and not in order to cook them. He also brings Abaya from Daf Membeis Amud Beis, who says that foods which are kale habishal, which are extra sensitive to heat, even hot water from a cliché is capable of cooking them. And in fact, the Magen Avram in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sifkat Yud Ches, says that today we don't know which foods are considered kale habishal, that are easily cooked, and therefore one should refrain from placing any food in a cliché, except for the few foods mentioned in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, which we know for certain are not kale habishal: ginger, cinnamon sticks, water, and oil. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sifkat and Peizayin, brings an opinion that only when food is transferred via pouring is the second keli considered a cliché. However, if the vessel, such as a soup ladle, was submerged in a pot of soup to remove some soup, the ladle is considered not a cliché but a kli rishon, since the soup was not poured from the pot. The Mishnah Brura adds that if a ladle was left submerged in the pot for a long time until it became very hot, then certainly it's considered a kli rishon, since the hot ladle will not cool the soup as do the walls of a cliché. Of course, as we've mentioned before, all these chumras here that we're mentioning, vis-a-vis a cliché, apply to foods which haven't been cooked yet. But if something was already cooked, instant coffee, for example, that can be added to a cliché, because we hold ein bishul achar bishul, so we're not really being mevashel. And by the case of a cliché, we can be makel to put in something which is already cooked. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you can put spices into anything except something which has vinegar or fish brine, since the acid is mevashel. Gemara. Salt is like a regular spice that a kli rishon can cook it, but a klisheni cannot cook it. Abaye says salt is worse, so even a klisheni can cook it. Rav Nachman says a klisheni does not cook salt. The next Mishnah. From this point, we will leave the sugya of bishul and go to the sugya of muktza. Muktza is the iser to move any item that was given a muktza status by Chazal. Chazal established an underlying condition for items to be movable on Shabbos. This is that they are muchan miba'oid yom. Literally, they are prepared from before the commencement of Shabbos, which means that the items both existed before the commencement of Shabbos, and it expected already at that time that one may wish to use them on Shabbos. This excludes items that had not existed when Shabbos came into being, for example, as it's referred to nailat, such as milk, which was produced on Shabbos. Due to the underlying condition mentioned, that items must be prepared for use from before Shabbos, two further classes of items are muktzah and may not be moved. Firstly, an item which is totally useless, such as stones, small pieces of wood, or garbage. Secondly, items which are not useless but serve a function that is usur on Shabbos. For example, a hammer, nails, a pen, or a bottle of ink. Now, there are seven different types of muktzah. Three of them are the main types of muktzah, while the other four are secondary forms of muktzah and occur with much less frequency than the first three. The three main types of muktzah are as follows: a keli shemalachte le'isr, which is an article which is used for doing jobs that are usur on Shabbos, a pen or scissors. Number two, muktzah machmas gufay, an item which is not a utensil and is either totally useless, for example, stones, garbage, pieces of wood, or at least in a useless state on Shabbos because it cannot be used for its designated purpose due to the isurim of Shabbos, paint, for example, or ink. The third category is muktzah machmas chesaron kis, an article which is used to do jobs that are forbidden on Shabbos, and the article itself is very valuable, a sheichetz knife, a camera, or business types of instruments. The four secondary types of muktzah are as follows: muktzah machmas mitzvah, an item which is designated to do a mitzvah, for example, a lulav. Number two, muktzah machmas iser, an item which is normally mutter, but due to the circumstances that the item happens to be in, it could cause a person who handles it to do an iser on Shabbos. For example, a wet beged, which a person may squeeze out while transporting it. Muktzah machmas mias, which is an item which is normally mutter, but is very despicable and unpleasant, and it would be natural for a person not to want to touch it whenever possible. Finally, noilad, which was an item that came into being on Shabbos, and had not yet existed at the commencement of Shabbos. For example, an egg that was laid on Shabbos, or milk that came from a cow which was milked on Shabbos. Let's talk for a moment about a keli shemalachtei le'iser. A keli shemalachtei le'iser may not be moved for the safety of the item itself, nor for a purpose that is unrelated to Shabbos. However, there's two circumstances which one is allowed to move a keli shemalachtei le'iser. A person can move it l'tzarech gufay, or l'tzarech mekayme. L'tzarech gufay means that the article is required for a certain permissible job, and one has no other non-muktza article available at present that could do the job. For example, if one has no nutcracker and one wishes to eat nuts, one may take a hammer to crack the nutshells. L'tzarech mekayme means that the muktza article is in one's way on Shabbos and requires removal. For example, a child has put a tool on a table or a chair and one needs the surface to sit down on. Similarly, if one forgot a pair of scissors or sewing needles on a person's bed and they need to be removed so a person can go to sleep on the bed, a person would be allowed to move the item, l'tzarech mekayme. However, a keli shemalachtei le'iser cannot be moved for the purpose of saving that item itself. This is referred to as michama l'tzel, to move it from the sunshine, so to say, into the shade, so it doesn't get spoiled or hurt by the sun. This is usser. In certain instances, there are a number of alternative methods by which muktzah can be moved. For example, there is an expensive camera on the floor, and you're afraid that the baby will come along and break the camera. One possible way of moving an item would be what's referred to as tiltul min hatzad, which means moving an item in a normal manner, but sort of indirectly. For example, moving a table, and thereby moving the candlesticks that are on the table. The second method, potentially, is tiltul kila'achar yad, moving an item in an unusual manner, for example, moving it with an elbow or kicking the item. Finally, we should point out the concept of basis ledavar ha'asar. There is a major halacha in muktzah known as basis, which means that the base of a muktzah item becomes as muktzah as the item which is on it. For example, if one put money on a table before Shabbos, intending to leave it there over Shabbos, the table itself becomes muktzah machmas gufay, which is the muktzah status of the money. So since the table is a basis ledavar asur, the table itself cannot be moved either. Now let's begin the Mishnah. One may not place a dish under an oil and wick lamp to catch the oil which drips from it. Since ein keli nitel b'Shabbos al l'tzarech davar hanitel, you can't move a mutterdika keli on Shabbos to service a different object which is not mutter to move on Shabbos, i.e. it's a muktzadika item. The shemen in this ner is asur and is muktzah because it was set aside specifically for halakas ner shel Shabbos. Therefore, it's huktza l'mitzvasei. So since the oil is asur because of muktzah, it's asur to move the oil, the bowl is not allowed to catch this oil either. But if the keli was placed under the ner before Shabbos, it is mutter to allow it to catch the oil on Shabbos, since we're not chayshish that he'll move it. And any shemen ending up in this keli is now usher to use on Shabbos, since it's eina min hamuchan. It was not prepared for use on Shabbos, aside for its intended purpose of hadlakas neris shel Shabbos. The Gemara. An egg laid by a tarnagol on Shabbos is muktza machmas noilad. So putting a keli under it is also usher, just like in the Mishnah. Ein keli nitel el l'tzarech davar hanitel. But Reb Chisda says, to cover the egg with a keli to protect the egg, that's mutter. Since this is an event that happens very often. It's Hatzala Mitsuya. Daf Mem Gimel. A dish can be put under a leaking roof, since this is also Matsui. This is also something which happens often. The key to determining if something is set aside for use on Shabbos is what its status is during the period of Bein Hashmashas. Migul is Katsoy le Bein Hashmashas, is Katsoy le Kule Yoyma. If the item was Muktza during the period of Bein Hashmashas, even if later on it became non-Muktza, it still remains usur for the entire Shabbos. And of course, if during the period of Bein Hashmashas it was mutter, then it remains mutter for the entire Shabbos. The Gemara says if a muktzah item is sitting on a chair, for example, and someone needs the chair, then it is mutter to move the muktzah item to clear the chair, since the place is now needed. Tiltul muktzah is mutter. If it's a keli shemlachtu l'isser, tiltul muktzah is mutter l'tzarech mekayme. You need the chair. It is mutter to move a mat to cover honey, which is not muktzah, honey of a beehive on Shabbos to protect it, as long as one doesn't trap the bees, because if one traps the bees inside, he's over on the melacha of tzad. If a mace is lying in the sun and we're afraid it will decay, even though the mace is really mukta, we can still cover it if we do it in a roundabout way. For example, you put a cover up to protect a live person sitting there as well. Or you put a loaf of bread on top of the mace. And if you want to move the mace itself, do it via tiltul min hatzad, indirectly. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish said, even if you hold tiltul min hatzad is asr, but for a mace who is burning in a fire, it would be mutar, since adam bohol al mesa. People will be very distressed about losing a relative who is dead in a fire, and if we don't allow them to move it, they'll put out the fire by themselves, and they'll be over on the doraisa of kibbut, extinguishing a fire. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, even to move a mace from a fire directly with no shinui, if tiltul min hatzad is impossible. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. Daf Mem Dalad, the next Mishnah. An earthenware lamp, which was never used on Shabbos, can be moved, since it could still be used as a storage keli. But not an old lamp, since it is very greasy, and it's mias, so therefore it's mukta machmas mias. Reb Shimon says, all lamps can be moved unless it's actually burning, because if it's burning, it's mukta machmas iser. Gemara. Reb Shimon does not hold of the concept of mukta machmas mias. That's why it's mutter to move as long as it's not burning. If a bed was designated to have money put on it, and money was placed on it before Shabbos, and it was there during the period of Bein Hashmashas, it is usher to move the bed, since the bed is now basis ledavar ha'usher. The key is Bein Hashmashas period. And then it's usher for the entire Shabbos. As we mentioned before, migu dis katsoy lebein Hashmashas, it's katsoy lekule yoyma. However, a wheel of a carriage, if it is removable, then it's really a separate entity from the carriage. And if money is put on the wheel before Shabbos, the carriage would also be usher to move, since it's now a basis ledavar ha'usher. The carriage is the basis, and the wheel is the avar ha'aser with the money on it. But if the wheel is not removable, then the carriage can be moved, since the carriage is not a basis. It's now part of the same entity as the wheel. Daf Mem Hei. On Shabbos Chanukah, once the lights go out, Rabbi Yehuda holds the menorah still cannot be moved, since the menorah is mukta, unless it's a shas sakana. Rabbi Shimon says it can always be moved. If one has a porch with a roof for shade, on Yontif it's also to take wood from the roof, as the wood, even if it falls, is mukta. This is Saiser, the opposite of Baina. Reb Shimon does not hold of Mukta, but on Sukkahs, even Reb Shimon would hold that this porch, Sukkah, would be Mukta, since it was Hukta l'mitzvasa, it was set aside for the mitzvah of Sukkah. It is also to water and shecht midbarius on Yontif, wild animals, who disappear in the wilds for months at a time. But Bisis, domesticated animals, can be shechted, since they're readily available, so therefore they're considered to be Mukhan. One who holds of the Isser of Mukta will also hold of the Isser of Noilad. The Gemara says, Akilas Chasanim, the canopy of a bridal bed, can be open and taken down on Shabbos, since the roof slants and is less than a tefach wide at the top, where the two sides meet, so it's not an oil, and opening it and closing it is mutter on Shabbos. Daf Mem Vav. A large menorah of many sections is mukta, because of a chashash that if it falls apart, one may want to put it back together, and this is makeh v'patish, hitting the final blow with a hammer, i.e. completing the finishing touch on a keli. But if they are not separate sections, they're just one piece, although it's still also to move on Shabbos, because it's a keli shemalachti le'isser, they could be moved l'tzarech gufay u'mekayme. Leftover oil from a dripping lamp is mukta on Shabbos, even after the flame went out. But Reb Shimon says it's mutter, since just because it was burning Bein HaShmashas, this doesn't aser it for the rest of Shabbos. A bechar of a behema tahira can only be shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash if it has a mum. And a mumcha has to check it. But on Yontif it can't be checked, since it's mukta, as it wasn't min ha-mukhan before Yontif, because it had no mum before Yontif. Finally, Reb Shimon says a person is allowed to drag a bed in a Rishus HaRabim, even though it may create a chritz, a furrow, which is a mlach of chayrish, as long as he doesn't have kavanah to make the chritz lechatchila, because he holds davar she'ena miskaven is mutter. Daf Mem Zayin. Although one is not allowed to move something, which is a basis ledavar aser, for example, money on a table, so the table becomes aser as well, but if the table also has an item, which is mutter, then it's a basis for both something which is aser and a chashava mutter item, then the table can be moved. Although ashes are also to move on Shabbos, but a graf shel re'i, a container filled with excrement, may be moved, since it's mius, and people around will be uncomfortable. If one puts a bed or a menorah, which has fallen apart, back together again, he's chayev echatas, since he's over on the melacha of makeh b'patish. But one is only chayev if he attached it firmly. But if a leg of a bed is attached loosely, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says it's mutter. The next Mishnah. It's mutter to put a dish under a menorah to catch sparks, but not water, since he'll be over on mechabe, on extinguishing. And the Gemara asks, but you're being mevatel keli mehechanai, since once sparks fall in, the dish is mukta. Our answer is no, since sparks have no mamashis, they don't aser the keli. This marks the end of this parak, and at this point we will conclude our share.